It's my pleasure now to introduce Sue Hanna from Hagar International. You've heard from Nathan George's talk this morning, a brief preview of Hagar, but you actually get to hear from Sue herself. Now, Sue has a video on YouTube. I've seen her Skyped into meetings where she joins different groups around the U.S. from where she's living in Cambodia. Sue originally hails from New Zealand, so don't you dare ask her about her Australian accent. But from March 2005 until now, Sue has been with Hagar Cambodia, initially joining them to set up an aftercare recovery shelter for girls ages 4 to 14, rescued from sexually exploitative situations, and then co-managing the children's department, consisting of 8 projects and over 400 children. Most recently, Sue has moved into the role of residential operations manager, where she directs 5 recovery shelters for women and children coming out of sex and labor trafficking or domestic violence situations. She oversees the various community care options, and she supervises the case management team. When we started this conference, we said this can be a very dark issue, and as we have mentioned time and time again, you can feel bolted to your chair in despair. The reason I asked Sue to join us for this final session today is she has quite a strong message of hope, one that I know that I lean into in my journey in this, and I hope you will too. Please help me welcome Sue Hanna.
Thank you.
Go get 'em. Thanks. Okay. Good afternoon. If we're in Cambodia, it sucks a bye. Yeah, okay. When Nathan was here this morning, he talked about opening his mouth and people knew where he was from. Well, she told you, okay, I'm a Kiwi and I'm proud of it. And I don't have an accent. You are the ones with the accent. This is English how it was supposed to be. Betty Ann, she called this this summit the 10-10-10 proposition. Well, I've got the new improved version for you. This is the 10-10-10-10-10. And I just want to spend a few minutes, the final 10-15 minutes with you, which the responsibility of this slot has weighed heavily on me, and I've spent a lot of time with God figuring this out, and I'm really excited about what's about to come for you. There's a few verses in Psalm 40. It says this: He lifted me out of the ditch. He pulled me from deep mud. He stood me up on solid rock to make sure I wouldn't slip. He put a new song in my mouth, a song of praise to our God. More and more people are seeing this and putting their trust in the Lord. This is about God reaching down into the mud hole, into the miry clay. Whatever you want to call it, it's not pleasant. And God is reaching down there, and He's using these hands and these feet to do it. Your hands, your feet, reaching down into the miry clay and pulling people out of despair. But what I love about this verse is it says, He put my feet on a rock. Halfway up a mountain's where you find rock. It's a long way from the miry clay to the rock. But that's what God does for us, and that's our job. With victims of trafficking, with aftercare, with recovery shelters, with people who've been through the worst of human abuses, human rights abuses, with those that are at the rock bottom, those that are stuck in the mud. It's our job to be God's hands and feet and reach down in that mud hole and take them out of there and put their feet on a rock. You know, that wasn't a hint for you to clap. It was me finding my place in my notes, so... Yeah. Don't be embarrassed about the silences. I'm a farm kid from New Zealand. I know you can't tell. You think I'm come from high society, but no. This is just an ordinary farm kid. You know, about as ordinary as it gets. I feel a bit like David. You know, he was out in the hills with his sheep, and he was just especially skilled at throwing stones. That's kind of summarizes me. I'm just a farm kid, as ordinary as it gets. And when you talk about pulling things out of the miry clay, the first picture that's in my brain is me and my father and a cow that was stuck in the mud. And we're trying to get this cow out of the mud, And the stupid thing, it takes two steps and it slides back in. And it was up to its waist in mud. And mud, when it's like that, it sticks. And it sucks. And when you're trying to pull a cow's leg out of the mud and it's... And then you get one leg out and you go to the other one and you turn around and that one's back in the mud. And we did some really creative things with a tractor and a rope that animal rights groups would not be happy with. But we got the cow out of the mud. And you know what we did when we got her out of the mud? We kept the rope on the cow and we dragged it a long way away from the mud and then we undid it and we left it away over there. And you know, it is not enough for people working in this field, working with victims of trafficking, it is not enough for us to take people out of their desperate situations and sit them on the side of a mud hole. It's not enough to get them clean and tidy and looking good in new clothes, but they're still sitting on the side of the mud hole. Because it won't take much for them to end up back in the mud. We have got to take these precious young women and children, boys and girls, and take them from the mud to the rock. Because it says in Psalm 40 that when you're on the rock, it says he put a new song to sing. He gave me a new song to sing. And a song of praise to my God. And it says many people will see this and be amazed at the work of God. That's what it's about, people. It's about taking people out of the mud and putting them on a rock. It's about taking people from minus 10 to plus 10. So we've got 10 minutes, 10 days, 10 months to take people from minus 10 to plus 10. And you know what? It might take 10 years to do that. But that's what this is about. Taking people from minus 10 to plus 10. There's not enough people who will stick it out. You know, anybody can do something well once. Anybody can do something well for a month. But it takes persistence and determination and courage and commitment to stick it out with people, to take them from the mud hole to the rock. Because sometimes it takes a long time. But that's what it's about. Because when you've got these people who were minus 10 and had all of these negative things in their life, and they've had help, and they've had counselling, and they've had loving support, and they're moving up the path from minus 10, and you get to zero, and they feel good, because all of this negative stuff is gone, or going, but that's not enough. We need to push them, and motivate them, and inspire them to keep going to their dreams, and their hopes, and their desires, and get to plus 10, and be an example. Be someone who stands on the rock. Be someone who stands out like a light. Be an advocate. Be an example to the world, because many people will see that person standing on a rock and know that person used to be in the mud. And look at them today. They're standing on the rock and be an example for our God. They're examples of resilience. They're examples, they're advocates. These are the best people. And this is what this conference is about. It's like dropping the stone in the bucket of water and watching the ripple. And the ripple that's going to come from today is astounding. Look at you all. If all of you go out there and help one person from the mud to the rock, from minus 10 to plus 10, think of the ripples that can happen as a result of that, of people who are healed up and fired up, to be advocates in this world. There's many examples of people who've gone through the tunnel. I've got a problem. There's many examples of people who've gone through a tunnel and come out the other side. Many examples from the Bible. Thank you, sir. Cup of water in the Lord's name. Thank you. Do you want it back? It's got lipstick on it. Okay. No. The story of Joseph in the Bible. He's a young man that was at minus 10. He was a trafficking victim. He was sold by his family to a foreign country. Cross-border trafficking in Genesis. Woohoo! Okay? But Joseph ended up at plus 10. He ended up as prime minister of that country. He ended up saving the entire nation of Egypt from famine. He ended up being reconciled with his family, who sold him. And he, in Genesis 50 and verse 20, he says, "You meant it for harm, but God turned it for good." That's minus 10 to plus 10. Esther, she was an orphan from province number 127. She was a nobody. But she ended up in the king's court. And the Bible tells us that she spent 6 months getting beautiful. That's about how long it would take here. And then she was paraded before the king, and the Bible says she pleased the king more than any other. Now, come on, the Bible makes it look nice, but you know what that meant, don't you? How did she please the king more than any other? The equivalent of traffic for sex, she was. But she became queen, and she became the pivotal person who saved her entire nation. You see, she went from minus 10, an orphan in province number 127 with nobody who cared, trafficked for sex, and the saviour of her people. That's the outcome that can come from a whole lot of women and children who are in trafficking today. It's not enough to take them from minus 10 to zero. We got to take them from minus 10 to plus 10, because these people have huge potential in God's eyes. There's a couple of examples from the Bible, a couple of examples from history. Nelson Mandela, he spent 27 years in prison. I know he wasn't a trafficking victim, but he was there for something he totally and 100% believed in to the core of his being. And he became prime minister of that country, and it's still a changing nation, but he was the one that was pivotal. He went from minus 10 in the prison to prime minister and having the joy and the absolute honour of being pivotal in changing his country that he felt so strongly about. What about John Newton? He was a slave trader. He was a trafficker. And that man had God's hand on his life, and he ended up writing the hymn, "Amazing Grace, that saved a wretch like me." How many people has that hymn just blessed to the bottoms of their souls? How many people was that hymn pivotal in turning them from minus 10 to plus 10? And that man was a trafficker. There's huge potential and ability in all of us. Examples from the Bible, I've told you. Examples from history. Examples from today. I just so wish I could just call them from the wings and tell them, come and tell your story. Because you lot would be a blubbering mess. Examples of young girls like Lom, 17 years old. Rescued when she was 10 and a half. Already been working for 3 or 4 years. Excuse me. She came to Hagar. Today, she is in grade 9. She is number 1 in her class. She wants to study management because she says, "I want to run a program and I want to help girls like me." There's a girl that's gone from minus 10 to plus 10, from the mud to the rock. Oh, sorry. Send sound people off. Sorry. What about Ritty? Ritty's a young man. I'm going to cough again. He's a young man and he's 23 years old today. Sorry, you're not getting this back, sir. sorry. He's 23 years old and he's just now sitting his mid-year exams in his third year of med school. And he came from a life on the street, from sexual abuse. His mother was a sex worker who died of HIV/AIDS. He's got nobody in his life. He doesn't know who his father is. But that young man is gone from minus 10. He is on his way to plus 10. He has a dream and a hope and a desire for the future, but he got it because somebody walked the journey with him from minus 10. Somebody stuck it out and did whatever it takes for as long as it takes to restore life in all its fullness. Sorry, people. But it's about taking people from minus 10 to plus 10. So, examples from the Bible. Examples from history. I've given you a couple of examples from today. Oh, 1 minute. Okay. given you a couple of examples from today. There will be examples from the future. I get lollies. If you cough long enough and annoy the sound man, they give you lollies. There will be examples from the future. As a result of this conference today, of all you people sitting here, there will be names and stories in the future of nation changers, of powerful advocates, of people who have gone from minus 10 to plus 10, people who have gone from the miry clay and the mud and the place where there's no hope and they try to get out and they just slide back in, from that place to standing on the rock where they've got a new song to sing, a new song in their heart, a song of praise to God. They will be shining lights and examples as a result of this conference today and a result of you. So, before I totally fall over, I'm going to spare you and the sound man any more coughing. But I just want to say to you, 10 minutes, 10 days, 10 months, you have been challenged this week, weekend, to find something you can do in 10 minutes, 10 days, and 10 months. And I am adding to that challenge for you. Find someone that you can walk the journey with to take from minus 10 to plus 10. Find someone who you can take from the miry clay to the rock. And even if it takes you 10 years, do it. Because the ripple out of that will be huge. It will make the world of difference to the person you walk with, but it will also make the world of difference to those around you. And this issue is best addressed by people who have gone from minus 10 to plus 10. They are the best advocates. They are the ones with the most powerful voice, but we have got to get them there from minus 10 to plus 10. We have got to do it. We have got to stick it out. We've got to do whatever it takes, for as long as it takes, to restore life in all its fullness. I want to challenge you. Take what you've pledged to do, and I'm taking this challenge myself. What have you pledged to do in 10 months, 10 days, 10 minutes, 10 days, 10 months? What have you pledged to do in that time? Take it, lay it before God and say, I will do this. I'll do it, I'll do whatever it takes, for as long as it takes, to walk the journey with someone from minus 10 to plus 10, even if it takes me 10 years, it is going to be worth it, because the ripples out of that will be huge. There will be nation changers. There will be modern day Josephs and John Newtons and Mother Teresa's and Martin Luther King's and Nelson Mandela's and many, many others. It takes one person to change a nation. And I guarantee you that some of the women and children who are today in slavery are nation changers. And they need you and me to be Jesus' hands and feet and to share with them the hope and the dreams for the future of what it will look like one day when you're on a rock with a new song to sing in your heart, a song of praise to our God, and many people will see and give glory to God. So walk the journey, people. Walk the journey from the mud to the mountain. Go for it. And I just want to finish by saying from the bottom of my heart, God bless you. I pray He will give you determination and stickability so that when it gets tough, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. So when it gets tough, stick it out. It is worth it. Worth it, the satisfaction you will receive. Worth it in the lives of the women and children that we serve. Because one day, nation changes will come from this group. And who knows the effects out of that. So God bless you. And in Cambodian, Prayong Pratim Por.